This is Miami's own DJ EFN, co-host of the Drink Champs podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Every week, Nori and I sit down with the most legendary artists, producers, and icons in the music industry and the culture at large. So if you like to hear some legendary stories, learn some hip-hop history, or just want to have a good laugh, make sure you go to subscribe to Drink Champs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Coors Light, made to chill.
This is Steven Jackson, co-host of the podcast All the Smoke, a production of the Black Effect and iHeartMedia in partnership with Showtime. Each week, my brother Matt Barnes and I, two NBA champions, sit down with the biggest names in sports and culture to have uncut and raw conversations. No BS questions, no BS answers. We get right to it with each and every guest. So join Matt and I every week for All the Smoke to hear interviews you won't get anywhere else. Subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Presented by Pepsi, Zero Sugar.
Hey everyone, it's Love So Haiti here. Love So Haiti Talks are raw. I'm back. We have show after show with amazing women. And I got two amazing Dominican women right now. Mari, Suli. Oh, hey. We're like a merengue band.
Yes, we are.
We need moves. This is going to be an exciting episode because I have the two out of the five, because there's five of y'all.
Well, actually, now it's four.
Oh, the shade. Two out of four of the hosts of El Salon Chronicles. It is a podcast where four friends discuss everything from education, relationships, career, my favorite topic, sex, culture, and everything in between with a Dominican Latinx twix. Oh, I must have one chocolate twist. welcome to Love So Haiti. I'm so excited to have y'all.
Thank you for having us.
So I'm gonna give everybody a breakdown of how me and Mari met.
Yes.
Well, we actually officially just met.
Well, we knew each other from a distance, I think.
Yes.
I stalked your page.
It was love at first, like.
So I met your baby daddy.
My ex-fiancé, father of my child. I try to be educated since I have a master's degree and all.
Okay, so your ex-fiancé was my salsa dance instructor.
Oh, nice.
And he and I, we met because I met my partner online, and I wanted to meet him in a public space but still have a unique experience. So we decided to go to a dance class, and that's where I first met my partner. I met your ex-fiancé, mm-hmm. and then through him, he spoke of you, so
he spoke of me highly, people. It wasn't always, it wasn't always so Haiti bashing. Not like he bashes me, but you know what it is in the first time when you're with somebody. I mean, I think we were together for a while already. It's like, oh, you only see the beautiful qualities of someone. And then after a while, you're like, damn, you're kind of annoying. That kind of bothers me about you. You going to change that or what? What's going on?
When the honeymoon fades.
Yes.
When that wears off. When the representative fades and you meet the real person.
It's funny because I was talking to a friend of mine today about that. I was like, you know, when we meet people, like, at least in my experience, I am so confident. You know, there's some people that are really nervous and intimidated to meet someone and start going on a date. And I'm just like, yes, look at me. You know, like, I'm so amazing. And I representative best foot forward. And I feel really good about myself, especially when they're giving me attention and flirting. And blah, blah, blah,
blah. You know how to market yourself.
Yes, I do. I'm a great branding expert. I'm a great branding expert in many ways.
You're the Suhaiti brand ambassador.
Yes, and I remember telling my friend today, but the weird thing about after the first dates and after, you know, guys, like, the guy's chasing you, and you're like, you feel mad because you're like, oh my God, look, this guy's like up my ass. But then once you get into the relationship and your feelings, the feelings start, and you start falling in love, you get all vulnerable. That's when you start showing all your shit and all your insecurities. And that's what happens to me, you know? There's people that are the opposite. Like, they're nervous in the beginning, and then they get more confident. I'm confident in the beginning, and then my insecurities start, like, fucking up the relationship. Yeah.
Really?
I know, it's weird because I feel like once you're in a relationship, you have to let your guards down. You have to be vulnerable. You have to, like, really be, like, let it all out, all the ugly. And that's scary to me.
But you can be vulnerable and still be confident also.
I'm working on that.
Okay.
I'm working on the vulnerability without, like, losing my voice and without feeling like I'm a puddle. Yes. Like a puddle of love, of like, yeah. Like my mom, I think, was always like so weepy that I always see that vulnerability as weak. And I went one extreme. Okay. You know, I was either too tough or too. Why don't you love me? One of those. All right. So we're actually going to go into the love bite of the day. And the love bite of the day is when we talk about a specific topic and I want to get all the juice. So I wanted to talk about summer flings because June 21st was the summer solstice, right?
Yes.
So it is summertime. And I want to know your best summer flings. Do you believe in summer flings? Yes. Can a summer fling last past summer through cuffing season?
Some can. I mean, I think it's good when you're single all summer because you can just, you know, have your little pick and all your little flavors.
You had a lot of flavors?
Date around.
Yeah, you've had a lot of flavors. Are you married or single?
I'm single.
You're single, better than mingle. And Maddie, you're still with your partner.
Yes.
Are you all married?
No, we're not.
So no summer flinging for you.
No, but I did go through a hoe phase, so I can speak on it.
Yes, let's talk about the hoe phase. You know, I think a lot of Latinas go through that hoe phase later in life because we were so suppressed in child, in adolescence and like early 20s because we were told not to be hoes and to close your legs. Mm-hmm. So I definitely went through. And my hoe phase wasn't even that long and it wasn't even that hoey.
No, mine was.
I was a late bloomer.
So was I.
My hoeing phase was very late in the game.
How old were you?
Like 26.
Girl, I lost my virginity at like 23. Who you telling?
Oh, wow.
Who you telling I was a late bloomer with a late ass hoe phase?
Yeah.
Well, I had multiple hoe phases, though.
Different phases of the hoeisms?
Yes. There are different phases because there's like the young hoe phase. And then, you know, when I divorced and I had my last
job. So you were married? And
I was married more than once.
More than once. Damn, girl.
Don't tell.
That's not even a whole phase. That's you're like a commitment addict.
Yes.
Well,
serial monogamous.
Yes, I used to be a serial monogamist. And then, but then what happens is, because I have like very long relationships, and then what happens is that when that relationship ends, it's like I break free. And then it's just like there's no catching me. Like I'm a gazelle in the wild.
Yeah. Oh, you see a cuero. Yes. Ya se fue la cuero. Oh, go. And then finally you're like, I'm tired. Let me settle down again.
Yes, exactly. Like my best friend used to say, you know, when guys would come talk to me, that she'd be like, oh shit, it's roadkill.
Oh. Okay, but what do you consider a hoe phase? Because being a hoe is different for everybody. Being a hoe, some people, I'm a late bloomer. I was 23. So for me, being a hoe was like dating two guys at the same time, but not like fucking two guys at the same time.
Well, okay, but what
and
do you mean?
And I felt like a hoe.
Well, what do you mean like fucking two guys at the same time?
Well,
you mean,
I wasn't like
at simultaneously?
I was, no, not a threesome. Okay. Not that, I've never had that, people. Not yet. but I mean like, you know, I was dating two guys, but like I was only fucking one of them. So right. I wasn't fucking two guys
well,
at the same time.
I think people sometimes misunderstand when they say dating. When you dating a bunch of people,
you're not a hoe.
Fucking a
you
bunch
just,
of people.
Yes.
You're just testing the waters. Yeah, you're testing the waters.
You're hanging out with this one. And then, you know, I could hang out with this one for a month and fuck him and then hang out with the other one for 3 months and not want to fuck him.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, it depends on what they provide because sometimes it's just, you know, it's a good dick. And then other times it could just be, like, emotional.
Yes.
Like you just need someone to listen.
Yes.
Well, what I call my whole phase was, like, when I didn't give a fuck, when I had no fucks to give. And it's like, don't get your feelings involved because you're get hurt. And
you're like,
was
like Rihanna. I like to quote Rihanna a lot.
Yeah,
with that song, with when she goes, "Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank." Somebody sing a Rihanna song. You needed me.
Oh,
that's
yes,
like
yes,
a,
yes.
That's like a whole song. That's a song. That's like fuck your white horse in your carriage. Who told you? Never told you you could have it.
Oh yes, oh, I'm a savage. Yes.
I'm a savage.
Well, there's like a disclaimer. You know, so I would have like a disclaimer and it's like, okay, well, this is
what
you're
anthem.
Yeah. So it's like when you're in that and you're when you're in that state of mind, it's just kind of like, all right, this is what it is. Like, but like people say, you know, you act like a dude, but I don't think you act like a dude. Like women can be that way also.
Women can detach from sex. I don't think a lot of women know how to do it, though. I think every woman has a capability, but I don't think that every woman knows how. So like I kind of know how to detach sex from love. Like, I have had sex with men that I wasn't in love with, but I didn't necessarily feel good about myself all the time.
Why is that?
I don't know if it was the Catholic guilt, it was the upbringing.
I think it's because of the way that we're brought up.
Yeah, or I don't know if it was just like, what am I really getting out of this? I think that was always my question. Like, what am I, what is the intent? Like, I respect the hoes that are like, I want that dick, I'm gonna get that dick, and I feel good about it. Because I've never really been that person. I've always been the person that's like, I think I want that dick, so I'm gonna get that dick, and I feel okay.
But you want the dick to fall in love with you?
But no. But I just, I almost felt like it was me trying to, I was like pretending to be something that I wasn't. Like, this is what women do when they're single. This is what women do when they don't give a fuck, when they're confident, when independent women. So let me just like go fuck this guy, even though I didn't really feel like it was necessary for me to be fulfilled or happy.
I get that, though. I understand that, because sometimes you kind of want to be a chapeadora. And enjoy
I wanted to ask you about that word, because I heard your podcast. Okay, so for those who don't know the Dominican lingo, because I had to Google that shit, like, chapeadora, Dominican. Please tell me. I'm Dominican and I don't know. So what does a chapeadora do?
It's a gift and it's an art, and you have to go to a school and
it's an academy.
And what do
it's
they learn academy. In the Chapeadora Academy?
And some women are born with it. They just have a natural talent for it.
It's a hustle, I think. It's like a gold digger. Okay. Pretty much, yeah. So it's like sometimes it's like status, but really usually it's financial.
Okay. And they sleep with men for money. They have like sugar daddies.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Sugar daddies. Some of them don't even sleep.
No, you don't have to.
You just make them feel good in other ways. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, usually, you know, like the kind of men that are chapeables, porque hay los inchapeables, and then there's the chapeables.
Suki, I think my ex is inchapeable. I'm talking to you, Dave. You're inchapeable. You ain't not about those women that want the money. Trust. He likes his to make his money, and he likes to make sure that his money's in the bank, not giving some hoes some money.
Well, there are men that actually want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I was, we were having a conversation recently where I had this older gentleman come to my office, and we're having, you know, just like kind of like an informal meeting. And he stated everything that he owns. He's like, I have 3 apartments in Florida. I have this in
DR. What's his number? Let me go to the academy first, and then I'll give him a call.
And it was like, and I'm sitting there like, why is he telling me all this? And like, a light bulb went
the
off.
The bait,
okay.
He's fishing.
He's peacocking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like, so someone.
Showing off.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think that chapeadoras have a keen eye for guys like that. Mm-hmm. And then they make, I guess, a living, a career out of it.
Yeah. Listen, make money however you can, ladies. Mm-hmm. Make money, because if I could do it, I probably wouldn't do it, just because I'm such an honest person. I'll be like, would be like dating this guy for money, and then just be like, okay, I'm just really dating you for money.
But you,
like,
they
I would just
know?
Tell him. Well, they know, but you know, like, it's hard for me to fake like someone, fake pretend, fake give compliments. Like, I would just be like, yeah, can you give me $20?
I just don't know how to cheat. I don't, or not even cheat, but I don't know how to have more than one relationship at the same time. I think it's a lot of work. I'm fucking lazy. I think I'm just lazy.
Having more,
it's just like a lot of fucking
work. I actually know women who have had who have been married and have had like an actual boyfriend. Obviously, the husband does not know this, but has had like an actual boyfriend of like 5-6 years and have been married for like 8-9 years. And I'm like, and they have kids. I'm like, how the fuck? And you work full time. Where do you find the time to be in 2 full-fledged, not just fucking, but like full-fledged relationships?
Right.
Obviously, the husband didn't know about it. But I've known a couple of women who have had those situations.
Yeah. No, I think that's emotionally draining when it's relationships. Mm-hmm. So like, if you can compartmentalize and have, like, you know, like Monday guy, Tuesday guy, Wednesday guy, like that, and they stick, you know, they stay in their lane. Then I've done.
Yeah.
But it's not emotional.
How do you have that conversation with a guy? And do they ever get clingy? Because I have a friend that she used to do this too. And there was guys that got really...
They do. They get clingy.
Just like Rihanna.
It's almost like a challenge.
I never told you I could have it. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a challenge. Well, I think that honesty is important. That's one thing that I'm not good at. I don't lie. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I do, and that's how, like, what I was speaking to you about before, the relationship I was in when I lived out here, it started out that way, where we kind of were like, okay, let's go out. And I had my little spiel. And it said, you know, this is your purpose in my life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to stay in this little box and whatever. And he was like, oh, great. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Awesome.
So usually when you put it that way, the thing is that for some men, because they're used to being the ones to do that, then it becomes a challenge because now it's like.
Then they want it more.
No, they want to win you over. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know.
It's a chase.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that if you say it up front, I don't think that there's any conflict, you know. And if you let everybody, you know, I used to, you know, just disclaimer, you're not the only person.
Right. Saying. So. And how did they react?
Usually they were okay.
Like puppy dog eyes.
They were violin in the background.
Milkshake brothers. Yes.
Yeah. So it was, you know.
Like Eskimo sisters. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's you know, I think that it also depends the culture.
Yes.
So depends on
who Latino men probably ain't playing no, that. No. Ain't no Latino man that I know want to share no pussy with no other dick.
Nope.
They don't even. They might even. They won't even want to wife you up. They won't want to commit to you, but they don't want you to fucking nobody else.
No, ni lava ni preta lavate.
Que es lo que di? Translate for the non-Spanish speaking listeners.
It's almost like the same thing as like you know, shit or get off the pot.
Right.
Piss or get off the pot. Like ni lava ni preta lavate.
Oh, okay.
It's like you know they don't want it, but they don't want. It's like my shiny toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So Latinos not so much, but when you date other cultures,
white guys must be like.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good with that. Yeah, they're good with the hookup.
Yes. All the women that I know that have had constant hookups, actually, that are women of color, usually hook up with white men.
Yeah. I think my whole phases were with white
men. I've only had
I've
sex with
been
one.
With a white man.
I had sex with one once, and I felt very proud of myself to check it off my list.
Yeah.
I was like, whole status. I had sex with a white man, and then that was it.
It's on my bucket list.
It is.
It's on my bucket.
Well, I have had sex with two halfway boys. Does that count?
I guess two halves is one whole. Yes,
so
absolutely.
So then there's two white boys. I have sorry, mommy. I've had sex with, and I've actually had sex with a half Asian.
Oh, I slept with an Asian guy.
And my ex fiance is a quarter Vietnamese. And we have a Vietnamese, Dominican, Puerto Rican baby, a Vietnamese mofongo, like I like to call him.
There you go. You don't discriminate.
I've actually never had sex with a black guy. Qué cosa.
That was my.
I feel like I'm missing out, yo.
Yeah.
Not because, you see, but I don't like the mending. I'm scared. I don't like the big, like, eight, whatever. Like, I'm scared. No, somebody will put their pants down and show me that, and I'll be like, I'm sorry, it was really nice knowing you, but I just can't.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something.
I know what I can handle. I can't.
I think those are all stereotypes, because I've seen, like, Asian big penises.
I've seen
black big penises, white big penises.
Yeah, me too.
But
just not the black ones.
But the biggest one I ever saw in my life was Puerto Rican.
I can say that is
they're
I've dated a lot of Puerto Rican men in my life. I'm just gonna put it that way. That's kind of my flavor. Like you know, some people have a choice. I always like Puerto Rican men. Like I've never been with like a Dominican. He was half Dominican, half white, but I've never been with like just a Dominican guy.
Really? Ellos son responsables.
Yeah. Oh, sí.
Sí, so viven lejos.
All right, we're going to switch it up to the Love Rapidita of the Day, which is about cheating. So there was a study in AshleyMadison.com that said that these 20 cities are the most cheatable. Like, people in these 20 cities, I got real Dominican, like my mom, are the ones that cheat. So the number one city where most people cheat is Orlando, Florida.
What?
Get the hell out of here.
They're bored.
They're having sex with all the Disney puppets. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a destination.
Really? Orlando?
Orlando, Florida.
Isn't that where everybody goes to retire?
Lot of kids that go to Disney, so I don't know what's going on, but in Orlando, that's where people cheat the most in the United States.
Really?
Crazy, right? I'm surprised. Yeah. Number two is Newark. Everybody been to Newark, New Jersey? New Jersey.
Who did this?
Jersey. AshleyMadison.com, the big cheating site.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Y'all not going to believe that New York City's not on this list.
I would have thought Vegas was like number one.
Las Vegas is top 10, but it's not. Yeah. The state that had the most was Florida. So they had Orlando, Florida.
What's that water in
Tampa,
Florida.
Hialeah, Florida. Hialeah, really? Where all the Cubans live. St. Petersburg, Florida. That's the state that had the most cheaters.
Interesting.
Maybe it's because it's so damn hot. And they got nothing better to do, and they just
they're already naked. Well, they're already naked. So I guess that you know.
I'm surprised Miami wasn't on there.
Yeah,
because Miami is kind of like a hoish city. I mean, Miami has like all those weekends. I mean, I guess that's a, well, there aren't residents. Those are tourists.
Well, that's why, like, Vegas, because they're transitioning. So it's like, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Miami stays in Miami.
But I'm thinking, do people go there to cheat, or is it that the people, the residents cheat? Like, how does
I'm not sure, but I would think that no one's going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on vacation to cheat, who's on the list.
To Amish
country.
Who
the hell's going to Gilbert, Arizona? Like, I'm going to go to Gilbert, Arizona because it's a tourist destination and I'm going to cheat my ass off. Like, I don't think it has to do with the tourists. I think these people are just hoes. Arlington, Texas.
I think
people
are
Piano,
bored.
Texas.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of half of these places.
Atlanta, Georgia, I'm not surprised because some shit be doing that. Some shit goes down in Atlanta. Have y'all been to Atlanta?
I've never been, but I heard it's really nice.
I heard it's really nice and, you know, scandalous.
Yeah.
I heard that there that a lot of dudes
guys
there
are
in the
DL.
DL.
That's and I don't think it's a rumor because there's a lot of Atlanta bloggers that I read that they say, you know how the guys are here. Like, you just never know.
I had a friend that was going to move to Atlanta because she was, like, trying to advance in her career. Mm-hmm. And
what does she do for a living?
She's in HR.
Okay. Really? And she was going to move to Atlanta?
Well, she was, I think...
sorry, that's, like, the most random place to advance. I thought you were going to be, like, she's a movie producer because, you know, they have the whole Tyler Perry nation.
Well, no,
there.
This was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I think that she was just kind of... And also, she was single, so I think that was one of the places where there were a lot of single people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then... someone told her about, you know, the guys in the DL. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, all right, never mind.
Yeah, still. I've heard. I was trying to move down south. I wanted to move down south. And I never thought about Atlanta, but I've heard about that DL thing in Atlanta. And I feel like a lot, it's very well known.
So wait, so DL, like...
Down low.
Yeah, no, I know what DL, like, down low. But would you ever consider, like, dating a guy that...
I was going to ask you that. Will you date a guy that you know is bisexual?
I think I did.
You did? You date? Oh.
Yeah. I don't...
You just never know. I think I might have.
I think I did. And I think at the time while we were together, I think I kind of figured it out. But he was an amazing human being. So I was okay with it.
You were okay with him being. I think there was this one guy who shall remain nameless that I dated when I was like in my late 20s. And the only reason why I think he was bisexual was because I remember I went to a bar with him and a friend of mine and a couple other friends. And my friend at one point, I mean, she was drunk as a skunk, so who fucking knows? She's Russian. She drinks like a Russian.
Drink.
Oh, she drinks like a Russian. And she was blasted drunk. And she came to me. She was like, I saw him go into a bathroom with a guy and come out into the same stall. I was like, and you know, like he was like one of my booty buddies. So but I was just like, okay, that's good to know. Right. But I don't think I would be able to date someone seriously that's bisexual. There's too much competition already. Like, I feel like I'm already scared you're going to step out on me with a woman. Now I'm going to have to be worried about you checking out dudes. Like, I can't. I'm too possessive. Yeah. I'm way too possessive.
I don't think I've ever dated a guy.
Would you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
If he's Idris Elba.
What if he's like someone that like is your dream guy, but he just so happens to be bisexual?
Well, they say Brian McKnight is, so...
Is he your dream guy? Because he ain't my dream guy.
No, he's not my dream guy.
But he ain't my dream guy.
I mean, if Jason Momoa
said, think about your dream guy.
We would have a conversation, and then I would be like, just don't let me find out. Just go do your thing. I don't want to know about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm too possessive.
Yeah.
I'm way too possessive. I'm an Aries. I can't help it. What's mine is mine. What's yours is mine. What's mine is mine. I'm not someone that's... I'm not jealous. I think there's a difference between jealousy and possessiveness because I don't have a problem with my guy having girlfriends. I don't have a problem with my guy, girls talking to my guy and, like, having coworkers and mingling and going out. I'm not... But when it comes to sharing, I'm not sharing you. And if I see that you're texting somebody too much, a girl too much, I'm like, what's going on? Who are you texting? Okay, it's your friend, but why are you texting her every day?
Well, I think the problem for me would be like he's never satisfied, and that's why he needs to go and have a relationship. And so it's like then I feel like I'm not fulfilling your needs.
I think a lot of people feel like if they're with someone who's bisexual, they're never going to be able to fulfill their needs because they always are going to want dick and pussy.
So I think that's where the problem
basically,
is for me.
And you don't have two. You don't have both.
It's just that I'm not fulfilling you. So I wouldn't feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is it about me that it's not enough for you?
You don't have a dick. You only got a pussy.
Well, you can strap one on.
I guess.
That too.
Well, I mean, would you guys do that with your men?
I wouldn't.
I don't know. Maybe.
I know myself. I wouldn't. Because then I'd just be like, well... Who else you've done this with?
You my bitch now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you could do other things that doesn't involve a strap on, but involves that area in the booty.
Well, yeah. I mean,
el beso negro.
No, but if you like,
what does that mean?
Salad tossing.
Well, now I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about other.
But sticking your finger in his booty.
Yeah, yeah, you can
like
do
that.
Oh my God, our poor engineer. He's dying. Well, he's going to get all red. He's like, I cannot with this conversation.
If they clench, then you know that they're not used to it, so they're good. But if they just relax.
And they open up.
If they relax and they move back, then you got to have a conversation.
Okay, true story. True story. The first time I ever did that, sorry, mommy, was with a guy, and I don't know, something came over me, the passion of the Christ or whatever you want to call the passion, and I was like, let's see what happens, and he just opened up like a flower.
Oh, he
his
it
legs,
out.
His legs spread wide open, and he was red tay. See, I mean, he was a freak, and he was, you know, we were together. He was my boyfriend, but freakiest man.
Clearly, he had done that before.
Freakiest man I've ever been with.
But
freakiest
that's supposed
man.
To feel good.
It
so.
Feels good to men. That's where their G spot is.
Mm-hmm. Right? No, I know. But you know, if he's too eager, then I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, let's have a conversation. What's going on here?
Y'all, if you're listening,
give me a challenge.
Well, if you're listening to this podcast, you got to go to YouTube. YouTube.com/lovesuhaiti so you can see these expressions that Zuli is making. Okay, this is so much better when you watch the video. So make sure to go to lovesuhaiti, the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/lovesuhaiti, so you can watch this video. And we're also gonna have an after show. So please make sure we're gonna keep expanding on these topics on the after show on YouTube. All right, we're going to move on, okay? Because y'all got to we got to do the love drill. This is one of my favorite parts. I forgot. This is like yes or no questions or one word answers. Mm-hmm. And since there's two of y'all, I'm going to get a lot more juicier things to say. Oh. So you basically comes whatever comes to mind. Don't pause too hard. This is just to get like the most authentic response. Who wants to go first? I'm going to go back and forth.
Okay.
Because we're not going to do the same questions because then you're going to be prepared for them.
Okay.
Have you ever cheated? That means yes. You paused. Yes.
Yes.
Suli says yes. Mari, I'm assuming the answer is yes.
No.
You see? Look at me.
Wait, no.
Stereotyping your ass because you say you had your whole phases. Oh, man.
I'm an honest hoe.
That's true. That's very different. I've never cheated either.
Well, damn. Wait, no.
We'll talk a little. If you want to talk about it in the after show, we can get into it in the after show. Okay, so one word to describe your sex life.
Oh, awesome. Amazing.
One word to describe your sex life.
Passionate.
Non-existent. Hey! Mari, second chances or he's an ex for a reason?
Second chances.
Ex for a reason.
I believe in second chances because I'm a hopeless romantic. Would you live with an ex for the kids? Like, you know how there's some people that stay in the same house with the ex for the kids and you would do that?
I would do that.
Would you, Mari?
I did.
You did? Mm. A lot of women do.
Yeah.
I've actually bumped into a lot of women who have, they're like, we're not together, but we're going to live in the same house for the kids until how many years, and we kind of get it together.
I can expand on that a little bit.
This is going to be the after show topic because you both have done it and I have not.
Okay.
I chose to not do that. Mm-hmm. You know, because it could have been an option in this situation with me and my ex-fiance. I feel like if I would have just kind of kept riding with it, it probably would have, like, been the situation.
It could work.
But we're going to talk about it in the after show. Check out youtube.com/lovesuhaiti. Okay, last one. Oral sex, give or receive?
Both.
Give! I mean, no, receive! I mean, both. No, both. It just depends on how much I like you. Because sometimes I don't want to give. I'm just like, you're all right. That's a lot of work. I have to be in love. Like, I can't.
To give it?
To give it, like, yeah, I've never given oral sex to a guy I was, like, just kind of sort of liking. Like,
I
had to just, like, either had to be my man or, like, and I was in love with you or, like, I was really vibing you, like, physically. But very few men.
I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of stuff.
You think it's a more bigger deal than sex? Yeah. We could talk about that on after show, too, because I think some women feel like giving a BJ is a bigger deal than having sex with a man. I know a lot of Latinas that feel that way.
I'll expand.
So make sure you to check out youtube.com/lovesuhaiti because we got some things to talk about. All right, ladies, talk about El Salón Chronicles. Where can they find it? When does it come out? On air.
So we drop every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
It drops at 5 a.m. So if you're an early bird, you can catch us at 5 a.m. Yes.
I'm about to take a shower with y'all.
We're on all social media. So you can catch us on Facebook, Instagram, you know, Twitter. And we're on pretty much all the podcast platforms.
Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify.
Spotify, Stitcher.
Okay, awesome.
Google Play.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have our website, elsalonchronicles.com.
And your social media, Instagram, El Salón Chronicles.
Yes.
I listened to a couple episodes, like when I bumped into you and I was like, damn, we're going to talk. It really is like a show about girl talk. That's all it is. And it's like you're in a salon. Right. The thing is that I've never been the person to open up that much in a salon.
I'm the one that talks in the salon. I'm like the conductor. Okay,
are
so what's,
you?
Yes.
I think maybe I haven't gone to the right salon.
Well, my salon, the girl, like, as soon as I walk in, what kind of wine do you want?
Yeah. I've been to those, but I think maybe I just haven't built those relationships with the women.
You have to build a relationship.
The woman that does my hair now, it's like two blocks from my house. Like, I have a really good relationship with her, but I don't know if I could talk like dirty to her. But she knows my business. She knows what's going on with my love life.
I feel like if
you
own a salon, you get down and dirty. You talk.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's pregnant now, and maybe she's just like not in that phase. She's like tired all the time. But we'll see when she has the baby to see what's gonna happen. If she's gonna be able to, like, let's talk about dick. We'll see.
I think that most hairdressers, they're comfortable with listening. Mm-hmm. Also, they're good listeners. So sometimes it's not about what they're saying. You could just dump it all on.
Oh yeah, my hairdresser's so sweet. Like,
it's a therapy session.
I haven't been going to her for that long because I just found her. She's like two blocks from my house in Long Island. And she's Dominican. Mm. And she's really good.
We're everywhere.
And you know, but she lives in Freeport. So I was just like, oh my God, I found a Dominican salon, like literally, and a good one because sometimes they're not that great.
No, I know.
Yeah, I know.
But they sure know how to gossip. That's right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. We are going to end the show. But don't be sad because we have the after show. So make sure to come. YouTube.com/LoveSuhaiti. Also follow me on social media @LoveSuhaiti. And stay tuned for the next show next week, Wednesday, right here, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Google me. I'm everywhere, people. You can't get rid of me. Thank you for coming, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Great time. Yes. Papa. This is like my Beyonce moment, but like Latin.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, watch us.
Like this.
We're like shaking our asses, people. This is very entertaining.
These dirty chairs, though.
Gotta twerk.
Bye.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope. It's Geico.
Yeah. That's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
No, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There have never been more options for your next vehicle, but the right choice has never been clearer. That's because Toyota has a high-performing hybrid built for your exact needs, like the stylish all-new Camry XSE Hybrid and Venza, the spacious Highlander and all-new Sienna with more cargo space, and the fuel-efficient and high-performing RAV4 Hybrid. Toyota hybrids save you time and money, filling up less often at the gas station. And of course, all with 10-year, 150,000-mile warranty on new models. Take the next step. Visit Toyota.com/hybrid or your local Toyota dealership to learn more.